You know what it is? We're missing coffee.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say, there's no more coffee here.
We're missing. I feel like I need that's like a fidget.
Yeah, but you came with pizza. You came with a home meal. Didn't offer me anything.
You were supposed to be here.
You were supposed to be here a long time ago. No, yeah, the coffee. No, it's a different setup, but we're here. We're back in the basement.
Where it all started.
You guys can't tell because we're using this cheese.
It actually started in that room over there.
Over there. But right now that room is very busy.
We had a nice little setup in the beginning. I went back and looked at like original videos.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
When I was moving back in, I found the round table. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is here.
Remember we were like cutting, we wanted to cut a hole in the middle?
Yeah, we wanted to go so extra and We're back. But we're way more advanced.
Definitely.
Better production.
We've learned a lot.
If the audience was actually here to see what the word better production looks like, they would be like, no.
You know what we got?
This looks like a casting couch.
I got to take some of those old videos and cut clips and post them.
You should.
I should.
That's funny. That's actually good.
Maybe I'll put like once a week or something. I'll drop like 5 of them.
You shouldn't, just because that consistency playing. Yeah. What you got this week?
The world is ending.
No, it's always ending for you. The world is ending. You know, you say that as you get older, people do that. They get older, they're like, oh, the world is ending. You got to come to Jesus.
I don't do that. Mike does
that. You don't tell people to come to Jesus? Got it.
The world is not ending. The world just ends. There's no, just happens like that. You don't even know.
It's in the process of ending.
It's always in the process of ending since the beginning.
Yeah, since it started.
Technically.
Technically. It's been.
That's like when the baby's first born, you're like, oh, this kid's already dying. Right? Because technically he is dying.
That's horrible.
It's true, though.
That is a fact.
Right?
That is a fact.
And then after like 40 or whatever, or 35, whatever they say it is, then you really be like, oh, no, he's actually dying. And then when you hear like 60 or 70, you're like, oh, he's in the process now.
He's going through it.
He's going down.
The experience of life, this is the opposite of that.
Yeah. So right now we're on the, we overcame the top of the hill, and now we're just working our way down.
But most of the stuff that happened this week wasn't that too crazy,
I feel like. No.
So president's trying to make peace. You know,
president did try to make peace, but I think people's minds manufacture problems because they don't have problems. They don't have real problems, so they manufacture problems in their head.
Or their problems are boring.
Yeah. So people that are people in Gaza are not thinking about Sydney Sweeney. You know what I mean? They got real problems. People in America that have food every day, don't have to worry about starving to death, they're thinking about things. They're like, oh, what bothers me? Not while I'm dying. I need food. What's bothering me? Ugh, what makes me feel weird?
And uncomfortable.
And then they make it into this big thing that I feel like this shouldn't have to be a big thing.
That's interesting because I don't. The idea of starving is so, I don't know, foreign. It's so.
Starving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bro. If I don't eat the whole day until dinner, I'm starving. But I'm not starving.
You're not starving.
I'm just really hungry. I'm not really starving.
But like you've ever been like homeless or going through it?
Yeah, but even if I was going through it, I was never starving.
Yeah.
I could always go somewhere and get food. Like even if I had no family, I'll just go to a church.
No family, no food, a church, some pantry.
People that are in other countries would like to be homeless in America.
And if you're homeless and you ask somebody for food instead of money,
oh, they're almost guaranteed.
You're almost guaranteed to get something, especially if you go to a restaurant where the person you're asking is getting food.
Yeah, if you go to if you sit in front of me, they'll be like, "Yo, can you just give me some fries, bro, please?"
Yeah,
they'll be like, "I'll get you some fries."
I got it.
But if you're like, "Give me a dollar," they're like, "He just wants to get high."
Yeah,
or drunk.
So
usually I don't feel comfortable giving him money. Like there was one dude, he was like begging, "Please, please," and I went up to him and he was wanting money, whatever. And I was like, oh, I'll just buy you a, you know, whatever, something to eat real quick. He's like, no, I want money. I'm like, forget it, bro. Your begging is not for food. And I'm not buying you drugs. Yeah. I don't even buy myself drugs. I'm going to buy you drugs. I'd rather buy myself drugs than buy you drugs.
The jokes are for me. Yeah. I remember once I came out of a, I feel like it was a Spanish or maybe a Chinese restaurant, and I had just brought food, and there was a Chinese guy. You know, I can't lie. It stabbed into my heart. I was like, ugh. Poor guy. It was a Chinese guy. I was like, his legs were missing. It looked like his legs were missing, but it wasn't.
He lost. He's like, why can't find my legs?
Gosh, he lost his legs.
Forget about the money. Help me find my legs.
They were missing from my angle.
All right.
But they were just tucked away because he looked like he was doing yoga.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking at him like, damn, you know what? I have this fresh food that I just bought. I'm like, here, bro. He's like, I don't want the leftovers. I'm like, bro, I just brought this. What are you talking about? He started screaming. I was like, got it. And this is why I don't carry cash.
Yo, what's funny is like sometimes they ask me for money and I literally don't have cash.
Yeah. No.
Like, bro, we live in like a cashless society. We don't, how rare is it for you to have money on you?
I mean, you don't carry cash at all.
No, I mean, even if I had cash, it's like $4.
Yeah.
It's like nothing.
Yeah. I always try to keep a 20.
Yeah, but even then, like I'll spend like $1 and I'll have $19 in my wallet for months because I don't use it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how I end up using it.
Yeah. I almost never use cash. Almost never.
Oh, you know why? Because when you go to the local spots, they be charging you like 30 cents, 50 cents to use the debit card. Like,
still just click, tap.
I'm like, you're going to charge me 50 cents?
Well, they get charged technically.
That's your business.
Yeah, all
right. Don't use that shit.
Throw it away. Yeah, just
force me to use cash.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I think they can do that, but they can't say you have to use card.
What?
They can say we don't accept cards. We only take cash. They can do that. But they can't say we only take card. We don't take cash.
Because cash is the...
It's a legal tender.
It's a legal... It's the legal tender.
Accept it, yeah.
Is credit or debit a legal tender?
No.
In definition?
Because it's not given to you by the state, by the government. The government doesn't produce it.
Yeah, the government doesn't give you a debit card.
Yeah. You got it from friggin'... What is it?
Wells Fargo.
MasterCard.
MasterCard.
MasterCard's not part of the government.
Right.
I mean, technically not.
I mean...
They pay people. I mean, all know this.
That's another topic. Yeah, so... don't carry cash.
Yeah, don't. Then you don't have to give no homeless people anything.
Yeah.
And then if you want to offer them food, that's nice. But if they don't accept it, we're like, oh, screw you then.
You know the guy that when you pull up on this main strip to get here, and he always has a cup?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to get a cup.
On the triangle corner?
Yeah. I'm going to get a cup. And when I pull up and he has his cup, I'm going to pull out my cup. Like, I swear I'm going to do it. I promise you.
Yo, I saw a video that somebody walked up to him. He's like, he's going to ask me for money. So before the guy says a word, he's trying to go, yo, can I get a dollar? And the guy's like, oh, man.
He got me first.
You know what I have seen, though, especially where I work at? Sometimes there'll be two that look like homeless people. I don't know if they're addicts or what. I'll see them talk to each other, and one of them goes, here, take a dollar. They'll give each other a dollar.
What?
Yeah.
You know they're charging. They're going to remember that later on.
Yeah, they're like, don't forget me, bro. I'll be back.
I gave you that dollar?
I'm going to be in your shoes in a week.
That sucks. Yeah. That absolutely sucks.
But those are real problems, right? The stuff that they're talking about with Sydney Sweeney, that's not a real problem. That just makes you feel icky. I don't like the way that sounds. Ugh. That's all it is. It's not. It's a problem. I don't like the way that made me feel.
Yeah, but I feel like, yes, I agree with you on that. But there's something about the left, the progressive, that it's just like a whining, little whining party. And I feel like most of America, independents, people who don't even care about politics are like, bro, stop it. Shut the heck up. You heard about this, it's trending that adults, when they're feeling anxiety or nervousness, they're starting to suck on pacifiers.
Wow. That's...
I heard this on the news.
That's sad and depressing. Do you know what that means? I'm going to tell you what that means. That means we're going to lose World War III. That's what that means. When I hear that, I mean it like we're going to lose World War III.
Yeah, apparently that's the thing. It helps with anxiety and anxiousness. And I said the same word indifferently. But apparently people are sucking on grown adults to help, you know.
A legit pacifier or just like a lollipop? Just something random?
I
Because I wonder if you're like, oh my God, I'm so anxious. If you just get a lollipop, you're like, oh, you know what?
I almost want to ask you to look it up, but I don't want you to look it up because I feel like you're going to get another search result altogether. Adult pacifier, bunch of dildos.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is to me, an adult dildo.
I wonder if it does something to like your subconscious.
I mean, you're
to remind you, like your inner
infant. It's
like, oh, I used to do this.
Oh, and I'm being nurtured.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not. I mean, think about it. You just thought about yourself sucking out a pacifier, right?
Yeah.
And you were like,
no, I don't want to do that.
This is not it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not it.
I'll kind of just suck it up. Nah, life sucks. Keep it moving.
That's the whole male experience.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Yeah. What are you? Somebody's going to hug you? Get out of here. Just freaking get over it. Keep it moving, buddy.
Hugs are so helpful, though.
Yeah.
Hugs are so helpful.
Hugs are, I guess, yeah. Hugs are so helpful.
All right, to me, that's more nourishing than sucking on a pacifier.
Jesus Christ.
And what do? You do that at home? You doing that outside?
Imagine we see somebody outside.
Oh, my
sucking
God.
Sucking on a pacifier. I would probably take it out of his mouth. Like, no, you're not doing this.
I heard the pop. The pop the baby's
you're trying
make.
To hold it.
Give me that. Wow, it's been a long time since I had a baby. That's crazy. That's wild. You just flooded memories of that stuff. That's something that happened. And in general, I think that's why the Democratic Party is suffering, because you know they're part of this idea of these things that bother me have to become law and have to become these issues.
Yeah, and other people are like, bro, just okay. Like one of the things is we have freedom of speech. And they got people that have like, oh, there's freedom of speech. And then there's another term. I forget what it's called. It's like bad speech or like offensive speech. And they're like, but that's part of freedom of speech.
Yeah. And that actually goes into the Sweeney situation because, you know, it's freedom of speech. This company is speaking on it's they're doing their thing and advertising their product the way they want to.
Yeah.
What I find hypocritical, it's not hypocritical because it's capitalism, is that Levi's or whatever the company is, they would have catered
American Apparel.
They would have catered to these pacifying sucking adults 2, 3, 4 years ago. They would have totally catered to them.
Yeah, they were 100% catering.
They were totally. So now that they have a conservative, you know, now that they see that there's the youngins are more conservative, the rise in males that you know, Trump supporters
men
or whatever.
Men like women.
Surprise. Oh, that's cool. All right, so let's do a commercial that reflects that.
Yeah.
But if it was the other way around, they would have, you know, catered to the Me Too, to the whole entire thing.
If you
thing.
Go back and look up like magazines, like fashion magazines from like 3 years ago, it's all like gay people and stuff like that and like transsexual, like weird. You know, I mean, for us it's weird, but like different types, and sure, people were like, "Oh, I don't like that," but they didn't like, "Oh my God, they're racist or whatever." Like they hate white people. They didn't say anything like that. They were like, "Oh, just don't buy their stuff if you don't like it."
Right.
An example would be the beer. Remember?
Oh, with the guy with the trans, right?
Yeah. And people were like, just don't buy their beer. Stop buying their beer.
And that's exactly what happened.
And you know what Bud Light did? They turned around. They were like, "Okay, we got to flip this back. Let's bring back the horses running through the freeway." You know? And they actually reached out to Shane Gillis, the comedian.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Yo, can you help us?" And then he started making commercials. And they switched it around.
Yeah. So they learned quickly.
Yeah.
But most of the companies are going to see what's the trending norm in society, and they're going to play and cater to
But the thing with the Sydney Sweeney thing, the I Got Good Jeans thing, there was a commercial. I think it was the same company that made it like 10 years ago. Literally the same thing. Like, I got good genes. And nobody complained about it. Because everybody understood. Oh, they're playing on words.
And why are we still hating on the whites?
This generation, bro. It's out of control.
Why? They learned that, you know, they did some messed up stuff back in the day?
Yeah, I mean, who didn't? You think the white people the only people that had slaves?
No, I know. But, like, when do they get a pass to, like, you know, leave them alone? When?
They're never going to give it to them. That's why the white race needs to stand up and take it back.
I was literally thinking that while you were saying,
"Take it back,
rise up, niggas."
No, not niggas.
Fuck. Shit.
But you know what it is, and we said this. I think we said this before. It was just like there was a point, and I want to say the '80s felt like the happiest time in America. And race relations, I mean, from my perspective, were like the best. You know what I'm saying? The top-selling musician was a black guy. Eddie Murphy was top of the charts of comedians.
No, yeah.
You had The Cosby Show was the best show on TV.
Oh, Family Show.
Right? Yeah, you know? And we didn't think, oh, well, the blacks are doing good. We just thought America's doing good. Like, yeah. the separation wasn't there. We felt like, oh, my God, we're in this together. We're doing so great together.
That's true. You know? Was a sense of... You still had your left and your right, but the left and the right was more for, like, the nerdy class.
And even in the disagreements... They kind of looked at each other like, we could still work together. Yeah. Like, we disagree on this one thing, but this third option, we both could kind of work together and get that done.
Now everything became my side.
Yeah, your now side. It's like if Trump says we're going to, whatever, support. If Trump says we're going to support Israel, the left will be like, okay, now we can't support Israel no more.
Yeah.
So, but if Trump says, oh, we're going to support Gaza, the left is going to be like, oh, why would he do that? We need to support Israel. Like, they'll switch on a dime.
So if Trump was more about the world than about the U.S., right? Reversed it. The world first, America second.
Oh, they would love it.
The Democrats were like, America first.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
The world second.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So,
but wait a minute.
But it's so cheesy. People see it.
Yeah. But also, too, the thing with America first is, like, every country thinks like this.
Yeah.
You're just hearing it because you're here.
You think China's like America first?
Yeah, no way. They're going to be like China's first on every policy we do.
Everything we do.
Yeah. We're not going to help out another country and suffer ourselves.
Yeah.
We're going to fix ourselves first. If we have any left over, they get it. If I have $10 in my pocket and that's all I have for the week and somebody walks up to me like, yo, can I get $10? I'm like, sorry, brother. I need this.
I feel like as... what was that? I feel like as... That wasn't even like a fly landing. That was like, I'm dying.
No air in here.
There's nothing to breathe. I feel like this is why, like, the whole Elon Musk thing, creating a third party, he might actually get it. Mm. Because I think a lot of people, dumb, educated, are basically...
Oh, no. It sounds like a Street Fighter fighting music.
It does?
It does, yeah.
I think that Elon Musk might actually be able to get it.
Yeah, I like the idea because he's like, the Democrats, I used to rock with them. You know what I'm saying? And then because I decided to change up a few ideas, they hated me. So I started working with the Republicans. Now the Republicans, because I turned on Trump, hate me. So he's like, I don't fit in either one. And there's a lot of people in America that feel like that. They're like, I'm cool with either side, but I just don't like the personalities on either side. Like, I don't like Bernie Sanders or Trump. But I like both policies, and I'm sure we could work something out between. But I'm not going to vote based on a guy.
Yeah.
I want the policies. And Elon Musk is like, yo, screw both of them. Let's just work and get this country fixed, regardless.
Yeah, but then ends up being the same thing. And he's actually the most hated person right now.
Maybe he might be the right one then. You know what I'm saying? To weed out the weak. You know, only the strong that could think beyond that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can't think past a person... for a policy, then maybe you don't deserve to vote. Maybe you don't deserve to be in this party. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So meaning like if Trump is... Like Trump, I just heard. I don't know how true this is. And I could be totally making this up. I saw something that said Trump is trying to push a 32-hour work week.
Right. The 3 days? No, 4 days.
4 days.
Four days.
So Trump is pushing that, right?
Okay.
Now, if I hate Trump with all my might, can I look past Trump and be like, no, this policy is good for America. Let's do this. Or am I going to say, I can't look past Trump. If he's posting it, forget about it. We don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Though, to me, those people are weak-minded. They can't think past, you know, the front of their nose.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like Elon's a perfect guy. If you hate Elon, but his ideas are good, and you're willing to be like, you know what? I'm going to rock him because those ideas are great, then you deserve to be in that party. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of people you want. You want people to be like, I don't like you, but man, these ideas are great. We're going to Mars. Why wouldn't we try to do that? Why wouldn't we try to elevate humanity?
I think that a vast large of Trump voters for this last election were those people. I don't like him per se. Like that the people I ran into when I was doing that job. Don't tell anybody. You know, I'm not telling my family, but I'm voting for Trump.
Your boy won't tell.
But I'm not gonna publicly say that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's cool because that's how it used to be all the time. People didn't talk about
there was they used to be a saying. They were like, there's two things you don't talk about, and that's politics and religion.
Yeah.
And now people love talking about both.
But I compare that to like me telling you my salary. It's none of your business.
You know, it's funny. I don't feel like that. I feel like we should. We should be like, look, if let's say we're both working in an office, right? Let's say we do the same job, but you work for a different company. I should be able to be like, look, this is how much I'm getting paid for the job, and let me see how much you're getting paid. Like, yeah, ripping you off, we should fix.
Yeah, I get that part, but but still, it's still something that's private. Or me talking about how much money you got in the bank right now.
A couple thousand.
How much exactly? That's none of my business.
All right, here we go.
Hold on, I gotta use the bathroom and I gotta take this call. We'll be right back. Click it.
There's a video, speaking of these people. There's a video, and I think it's in a college or something like that, where these kids are talking and they're trying to organize and get something done, right? So there's a woman on the stage and there's a bunch of people in the audience, you know, like an auditorium. And then she's constantly getting interrupted by the audience saying, point of interest, you're using male, female. There's people that don't have either one. So can you please change your language? And they're like, all right, noted. And then another person pops up. He goes, well, some people don't like the loud sounds you guys make. Can you lower your voice? And it's just a lot of that. And I'm just like, they're not getting nothing accomplished. Because just people constantly complaining about something going on. That they, you know, I think it's a point of disagreement or something like that they'll say. And it's just like, imagine the world run by this. God forbid, there's a war. And these are the kids that are kind of running the army. And they're like, all right. All right, man, we're going to go out there in the field and we're going to kill those guys. Excuse me? You said men? I don't consider myself. I don't go by those labels. Can you say them to me?
I every time we talk about this topic, I go back to the idea and the notion that we've discussed and we've had several times on different episodes. There was a time where we grew up, our generation, when we were in school, it was you took a test. And it was like, okay, you got this wrong, you got that wrong. And then the generation right after, the 2000 kids, they were taught, oh, you got this one. You know what? How did this answer make you feel?
Yeah.
And the whole education system shifted into the kids' feelings about what is right and wrong. We went into this whole era of not teaching anymore, more it's like the school became the coddling parent. That's the parent's job at home.
That's like the participation trophies.
Yeah, exactly. That's another example of what I'm talking about.
Well, it's like you.
So
you
now that generation are the 22, the 25 year olds that are now, you know, voting, getting their opinion out there, and they can't because all they care about is, you know, how to express themselves. The only right answer is how I'm feeling.
So we had a guy. At my job.
Uh-oh.
My job is kind of rough.
Dirty?
Bunch of rough guys.
Okay.
The whole department. And we kind of make fun of each other, you know. We'll pick on whatever. Bullhead, fat. We'll literally make fun of you for that.
Love it.
Like, I'm bold. I got hair going on the top of my head right here in the back.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we're like, in the morning, and this sounds so funny. In the morning, we do like a prayer.
Okay.
So everybody takes off their hat.
And you know that's going to be allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it depends on the garage. If guys are like, yeah, let's do it. We got Muslims guys. They're like, all right, yeah, go ahead, pray.
Yeah.
So I'll go to the middle. I'll pray out loud, and I come back. And the one guy will be like, yo, you got like some dirt going around your head. You might want to wash it. Because my hair, you know. But if you did that to a person that gets offended by everything, they'll call freaking an agent, whatever.
HR.
HR. And be like, hey, this guy's making fun of the way I look.
And you never had that play out when you do shit, when you do stuff like that at work?
We had one guy that was one of these guys. He came in with purple hair and all that. The whole, what you imagine. He came in with that. He couldn't take the jokes in our garage. So he's like, I'm transferring out of here. You guys are making me feel offended or whatever. Like, good luck. Good luck going to another place, bro. You better not go to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Like, good luck.
That's actually a good segue into what I wanted to bring up to the topic.
So he went to Brooklyn. And then it got worse because they started to call him the G word.
The G word? Yeah. Jolly?
Jolly?
Jolly? Like
Jolly's J. GD squared. Jesus Christ. Anyway, the point is, they started calling that, making fun of him. And then nobody would like talk to him. They kind of left him on outcast. The point is, we had a group. When he first started, we told him, hey, look, the guys you came on with around your time range, make a group chat, and because you guys are going to be working together a lot. And then they added me to the group chat because I would tell people like advice or whatever. And then one day in the group chat, he goes, I quit today, guys. Bye. Click. And then he
left the group chat. Yeah.
And we were like, what the hell happened? Because he was in Brooklyn by that point. And eventually we found out from Brooklyn, it's just like he got into arguing with somebody because he said something about drinking water, and like the way he drank water, he was like, bro, he was deep throwing that water bottle. So we made fun of him and he couldn't take it. He walked out the building. He wouldn't, you know, he didn't want to do the route or whatever. So they got, you know, he got in trouble for not doing the route, and it became a thing. So he just quit and walked out. So I was like, all right, we couldn't take it. But imagine those people on the battlefield.
No, no.
Imagine that guy's your boss. Imagine, because that could happen. You have bosses that are younger than you.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine that guy's your boss. Bro, that's you're not going to get anything done in that company, guaranteed.
I mean, if he's the boss, something's happening. Yeah. Something's definitely going on with that company.
Well, if he was
a DEI kind of write up.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you know, we need a gay guy in the office. Let's put him in there.
Yeah. It's
so you were saying this, what? This goes into
when you were talking about praying and voicing your opinion at the workplace, and we were talking also the whole idea of the two things you don't talk about, politics and religion. And religion. You remember the Mandalorian chick? How do you say her name? Gina
Serrano,
Serrano, yeah, her. She, you remember what happened to her? She got canceled, off of the Mandalorian.
Yeah, what was it? She did something outside of the show.
So
she was a wrestler or a UFC fighter, something like that. Before this, I feel like I remember.
She was, yeah, I think she was too.
Yeah, she was something like that.
So in recent news, Serrano, sued Disney and Lucasfilms in 2024 for wrongful termination after being fired from the Mandalorian in 2021 over controversial social media posts. Oh. So she posted some stuff in social media.
Oh, but apparently, was it old stuff? Was that what it was?
It wasn't old stuff. It was like what was going on at the time. One of the posts was, if I could look it up, she mocked that about the mask wearing in COVID-19 during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Her social media bio also included beep, bop, boop, which was seen as some for mocking gender pronouns. Yeah. In the statement, Lucasfilms wrote that the Walt Disney Company and Lucasfilms were pleased to announce, this was their response, they were pleased to announce that they reached a settlement agreement with Serrano to resolve their issue in her pending lawsuit against the companies. Ms. Serrano was always a well-respected by her directors, co-stars, and staff, as she worked hard to perfect her craft while treating her colleagues with kindness and respect. With this lawsuit concluded, we look forward to identifying opportunities to work together with Ms. Serrano in the near future. The lawsuit was headed by, you know who?
Oh.
Financially, the lawsuit was backed by Elon Musk.
He was like, enough of this crap. Good for him.
Good for him. So I'm thinking she got some money. They didn't disclose how much money she got.
Any money I'd be happy with.
Right. For him, it's like, yeah, good luck here. Yeah. He got the lawsuit, but also based on the response from Disney and Lucasfilms, it sounds like we look forward to working with her. It sounds like part of it was like, I want my job back.
Yeah. They were like, all right,
you know, we're not giving you an apology, but okay, we'll take you back. And that's sort of like the same thing.
Yeah. We'll like, give you some BS role somewhere for you can
imagine they bring up. Did the Mandalorian end?
I don't think so.
So she's back there. That's what I would want. I was like, I don't want an apology. I want you to give me the position you took from me. I want my contract back. Yeah, give that's back. My way. That's my way. That's if, better than an apology.
Yeah. If she was to be back, it'd be outrage.
It'll be chaos. Epic yeah. if she goes back into it. So the one of the questions that I had was like, you remember the episodes of Black Mirror, and there was a Orville episode where society's based on comments and likes and yeah. dislikes, you know, and that's how society's run. It this is sort of like that kind of scenario. She got disliked because of her view on you know, the gender like a, pronouns. Like a
social credit score.
Like a social credit score, right? So this sort of is what happened. Her social credit score affected her means of living. That was her her job.
She couldn't work now because her social credit score was low.
My social credit score was low because these companies decided to go with what the people were saying in their own interest. And now, so my thing is, again, the companies are going to do whatever's the norm, whatever's popular, they're going to go with whatever the crowd is, whatever's going to make the money. They don't care about the actual, whatever the topic is. So my thing is that, are we headed closer to this? Or is this an example of that not working out?
Well, you're saying that, are we going back? Or is it like a pendulum? We're going right now. We're going a little bit back to where we were before.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Or are we gonna see more of this where people voice their opinions and they're canceled and they're destroyed, right? The Me Too. Are we headed there? Will we get to that social credit score situation? Think about it. We do that with everything we do. Our Uber cars, our restaurants, the food that we order, the delivery guy, customer service. You go to the post office. Oh, don't forget this car in the bar corner. Leave me a review. Tell me what your experience is. Like, are we going to be headed there regardless? And where's the limit, right? Because recently, too.
You just reminded me I have to do that for somebody.
What you mean?
When I bought the laptop, they were like, oh, do this for me. I'm like, I got you.
So the Office of Personal Management, the OPM, issued in July 16, which states that federal employees may discuss religion and express their beliefs at the workplace as long as it doesn't interfere with their business operations. Employees can have religious items on their desk, wear religious jewelry, and engage in discussions, even attempting to persuade others, but must stop if the coworker asks them to. That part right there, I'm not going to risk it for you to take me to court. And I'd rather not talk about my religion then.
Yeah.
To run the risk, maybe
but,
you.
But still, that's how it was before.
It was, but it was sort of.
Because before somebody's like pressing you to join the religion, you could just go to HR and be like, yo, this guy's messing with me. And right. That's it, it's over. HR will go up to him like, hey, you can't do that.
Now, what about when it comes to politics?
I don't see the problem. Like, it's the same thing.
Like her.
Yeah.
With her.
It's got to be the same way.
It has to be the same way. And that's why she won that lawsuit, right? Because, I mean, she didn't win the lawsuit. They settled. Disney must have been like, we're going to lose this battle.
We can't take the L. We'd rather give you the money.
We can't
have this on our record.
We can't have this on our record that you won because we fired you because of your right to express yourself. And the people who are sucking on the pacifier, don't they realize that they're expressing their freedom of speech and they're trying to take that away from others?
No, they don't get that.
Don't they see that?
Over their head. That goes right over their head.
You're taking the privilege of, so only you could do it. You're exercising your right to speech while trying to take it away from others.
Hate speech is different.
It's not even hate speech.
Hate speech is different, Jose.
You think her comment, the beep boop bop?
You hate the LGBT. Is that what that beep bopping is about?
It's about pronouns.
Yeah, but that's what it is. You're making fun of us. You hate us. That's hate speech.
No, hate speech to me is like
to you, but not to me. I get the participation trophy. My way of thinking is different than yours.
Hate speech to me is like I hate Puerto Ricans because they smell. They're really loud. They're always playing loud music. But we don't smell. Cars.
I agree with some of this. But
I agree with some of this.
A loud music, I get it.
But we don't smell?
I don't think so. I never really ran into a stinky one before.
If you're a stinky Puerto Rican, leave us a comment. We want to smell you. Yeah, so that's one of the news articles that it stood out in my mind, because I'm just like, this is so stupid. She, I'm pretty sure she won an apology. She didn't get it. Oh. They were not going to do that. But the closest thing was to that, I want to be back. I look forward to working with, so we look forward to working with her.
Maybe your thought of is this coming back to the way it was is true, because even with the Sydney Sweeney thing, they wanted her to apologize, and she was like, no, I'm not. And even, I think it was Donald Trump, they questioned him about it.
No, she's a Republican. I love her even more. Yeah.
But it's just like, if you give in, you're done. You can't give in.
You can't.
So I think where you are getting to the point of people realizing you can't give in to the mob.
And it's really this young generation, these young males, that it's like really surprising that they're not giving in to that.
Yeah, so it looks
like... But it's like, also scary.
It looks like the youngest males are more right than the generation before. Which is good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good. Of course it's good.
Because what about it? Is it good?
There's an equilibrium that it's bringing.
Instead of being pacifiers?
No, I'm just saying, like, instead of the scales leaning to one... They're evening out. We're getting right back to a middle ground where we could kind of talk for real. Not that your side is always right and my side is always wrong. Now we have like a middle ground. Like, no, you guys are definitely wrong. That pacifier thing got to go. What are you talking about? Like, there's some... Now we can talk about this. Before, I was just like, no, this makes me feel good and that's it. And, and we can't talk about
it. And we just leave them.
And in fact, if you put the pacifier in our mouth, we got to ignore it. We can't even look at it.
We can't even look at you doing it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to offend you if I do.
Exactly. So now we're getting to a point where people are like, bro, take it easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think we're getting there little by little. The only fear that I have is, I think with the race issue, I feel like they're pushing hard and they're making people feel hate. You know what I mean? They're making a hate. Not just that we disagree, but that I hate you. You know what I'm saying? Because when I hear...
Because what's a racist?
Yeah, what even that means anymore?
Time out, right? Because like, if you're racist, right? Are you really going out there and making a stink about it in this day and age?
Yeah.
No, you're going home and you're saying, "Oh,
yeah."
Like, I don't see them going out there saying, "Nerds of a
the classic racist," where they live life like normal, they interact with everybody like normal, and then on the low, they're like, "I hate these guys."
The classic
Puerto Rican stink.
They were always like that. Mostly the only people that
I'm okay with those people. As long as we can work together and do business, I don't care.
You work with them, you cross the street, they're there, you go to the bank.
You go to their house, you drink beers with them, we watch the games together, and then when you leave, they're like, oh, make sure you clean that couch, because this black guy
was sitting on smelly Puerto Rican was sitting on that Lord. Sofa. Right. The ones that are out there yelling and hollering and sucking on a pacifier are the ones complaining about the races that are not out there like that.
Wait, they're complaining about the racist while being racist.
While being racist.
And they're like, it's like, I hate these races. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? You're talking about yourself.
You're literally pointing yourself out.
The reason why you feel like there's race out there is because you're saying racist things and people are saying racist things back. You're like, oh my God, they're everywhere.
Reverse racism?
No, not even reverse racism. Racism.
So what the hell is reverse racism?
It's a thing people made up.
Another one?
Yeah. They made it up. It's fake. Not real.
So what would it be? If you had to define that word, how would you define it? Reverse racism.
It's just racism.
There's just racism. That's it. That's There's no reverse.
No.
Like, crazy. We're fucking playing Uno.
Yeah. Like, what is this? We can only be racist in one direction, and if you do it the other way, it's reverse. No. Racism is one, you know, one race thinking they're either better than another or just hating another. That's it. There's no reverse.
And if you There's so no, wait, what, hold on. The definition. I don't like the group of you're a bunch of white people that I come together and you protest because you hate other races. I don't like them. Am I racist?
Yeah. But you don't like the white people? Why don't you like them?
That's what we got two people here.
I think the question is, why don't you like them?
I don't like them because you guys are racist. You and your son.
Oh, but that's
different. You and your son are racist, and I hate you guys. Am I racist?
But why do you hate us?
Because of your racism.
So then, no, that's not racist. You hate us because we're racist.
So this is reverse racism.
No, we just hate people because they don't like, you know.
Oh, got it.
If you say, I don't like them because they're white, then that's racism.
Because it has to do with your race.
Yeah. But if you just, I just don't like, right. I don't like you because I don't like what you say. I don't like what you stand for. I get it.
All these words.
There's plenty of people I don't like because of what they stand for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People that support the killing of children, I'm not a fan of.
But that doesn't make you racist.
Doesn't make me racist. Yeah, I don't care if they're all white. It doesn't make me racist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then there's, you know, then they have stereotypes, which is not racism. It's just a funny observation.
Like smelly Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. Or freaking Italian. What do Italians eat? See?
Pasta.
Yeah. Everybody
that's a pizza. Somebody.
I'm going to put it in everybody's head. Ready? You're going to think the same one I think. Ready? Okay. What do black people eat? See? Oof. You thought about it. See? Everybody listened was like, yeah, I know what it is.
Actually, see? I want some now.
Now, that's not racism. That's just a stereotype. It's a funny thing that we observe from each other.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
You guys like to do that. That's funny. You know what I'm saying? Puerto Rican like loud music. I get it. It's funny because we all agree. Yeah. And, but look, if you look at Eddie, like going back to Eddie Murphy in the 80s, he made fun of white people because they started to notice they did certain things. And why did people laugh? They laughed because they knew it was true. Right?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, that's funny because that's actually true. That's why it's funny. If they didn't act like that, like if they'd be like, oh, you know, these Italians, they love chicken. It's not funny. Doesn't even make sense. These Italians and their chicken, you know, they love to have chicken.
Them and their fried chicken.
Yeah. That's not funny.
Yeah, it's not.
So, and
actually, that's offensive, I feel like.
That might be offensive. Yeah. Chicken, what do you mean chicken?
And I'm not neither. Well, technically, I'm actually a little bit of both. Which is crazy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So where do we go from here? Does it get better? Do those pacifier people just shut up and go to their corner?
Well, I think we're at the extreme one way with Trumpism. I think when the next guy comes, he's going to try to bring a little bit more, hey, look, a little bit of this. Let's try to even it out a little bit. Well, I'm not going to go too far right. Trump don't care. He's putting the pedal to the metal. He don't care. And also calling Trump far right to me feels wrong because it's just like he just does what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And you think that's far right because he don't care what you feel. And you're like, oh, those are the far right guys. They don't care how you feel.
They don't care how you feel.
Yeah, they don't care how you feel. Those are the right wing guys.
Those are the facts, don't care about your feelings
people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Trump is like, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care. I just want to get this thing done.
Where we're the feelings are facts.
Yeah. Oh, my feelings optimal. Like, takes the top of the list. However I feel takes
precedent. No, they're a factor, Noel. They're not facts. They're a factor.
They take precedent in the situation.
Right. They're a factor. They're relevant. Yeah. You're telling me that my feelings don't matter. And I think you're right. I think the rest of the society are looking at them and saying, before it was like, oh, okay, everybody, oh, look away. Yeah. Don't look at him. He's going to cry. And now people are like, shut up.
Yeah. Also, this you see this a lot within that those people.
Do you know anybody like that?
Not really. Except that one kid. Oh, wait. I know one guy that's like that. Kind of. Oh, we had him on the show. Caden.
Yeah?
He's kind of like that. Yeah, he's kind of weird like that.
Yeah, but like, even
he's not too far.
Yeah.
I can have a sensible conversation.
We could flip him.
Yeah. I can have a sensible conversation with him.
But do you know someone like that? Like,
not in real life.
You know, where you're like, hey, miss, excuse me.
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
That's good.
Yeah. But I think we're becoming a little bit more sensible. Because also too, we notice that they're being hypocrites.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We're noticing like they're being very hypocritical. Like the people on the far right were saying like they're being mad hypocritical. And people in the center were like, oh man, they're fighting with each other. People are kind of like, wait, you're waving a flag of a country you don't want to go back to? And you're protesting that they're deporting? What are you talking about?
Like, oh, it's like make it make sense. It's, you know, oh, that's the phrase that I think is the most popular. Make it make sense.
Make it make sense, yeah.
That's the phrase. Before it was the Me Too, and then it was like, what other phrases? Don't tread on me. Right? No, that's no, something else. That was way back.
That's too far back.
That's too far back. My back. Yeah, it's, I think the common theme now is like, make it make sense. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna protest against something, against a group of people or for a cause, do it. What you're doing and why you're doing it is not relevant, but make it make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, be about it, basically. Who else is like that in these groups of people?
Of what? People that what say make it make sense?
Yeah, like make it make sense.
Candace Owens. She's very much like that. She don't, and you, it's weird because she's like, hey, I have things that I believe, and right now this party I fit into that. But if they do something I don't like, I don't have to agree with them.
Yeah.
And if they don't like me for it, I don't care, because I don't agree with that. But I fit here right now. This is the best place for me. Like that's like me politically. I'm in the Libertarian Party, but I mean, if I took a test, I'd be classical liberal. I don't fit in all the way with Libertarian. I don't fit in with liberals today. Forget about it. I don't fit in with them at all. I probably fit more in with the right wing.
With the conservatives.
Yeah. But doesn't mean if they do something I don't like, I don't have to be like, oh yeah, that's my party. I have to go with them 100%.
Nobody. Men and women sports, make it make sense.
Yeah, doesn't make no sense. Speaking of, have you seen the freaking WNBA? What's going on in the WNBA?
No.
Freaking people are throwing dildos on the court.
Oh, yes. There's an investigation going on because apparently it's a crime.
So there's a betting app and people are betting like, all right, let's see if one... We're going to bet to see if somebody throws one in this game. And people are actually betting and winning money. Like, ah! Dildo flies on the court. Everyone's like, I made money. Yeah.
There was like a bright green one or something like that. Yeah.
But you know what the problem is? Now everybody's like, oh, I'm doing it next game.
Yeah.
There's going to be literally a million people like, I'm now going to the WNBA. I don't care if they kick me out for life. I don't watch WNBA. I just want to throw a dildo on the court.
And you know what the WNBA is saying? All the ratings are going up.
Yeah.
Perfect. Keep them coming. Oh, we'll comply with authorities. Yes, investigate them. We're very upset with these things. But and
you know it's going to be funny when the NBA actually plays. What if you, are people going to do it? Yeah, that'd be so funny if they did it. Right? I don't think the NBA is a different beast, so I don't think people will, because it's a way bigger organization. They don't mess around.
What were the guys that did like pranks, like, and they did stupid stuff? Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, Jackass.
Jackass. Yeah. I feel like we have a generation of jackasses that are rising up and
coming. Well, I mean, maybe this is a sign of nature healing itself.
Nature.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe things are going a little bit back to normal. People feel like, oh, okay.
But when do we get to that point where Whitney Houston is singing the national anthem and the Jets fly by and everyone's like, whoa!
That's peak America. Right,
that's there. That was the
peak. Racism? Where?
Who?
Doesn't exist.
Not here.
Bro, peak America.
That
bro.
Was peak America. It doesn't matter where you were from, that's what freaking, color you were.
The NBA going to the Olympics? The freaking Dream Team? Oh, peak.
It was like, look at us. The greatest. Damn, where do we get that back?
Yeah, we got to bring it back, guys. Come on.
And that's help such us bring a really, I mean, that's such a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's like you want to go outside and just yell America for America. No.
Yeah.
Like, bro, relax. Mm-hmm. Calm down. I want that back.
Yeah. Bring it back, people.
All right.
Bring it back.
You know what to do. Stop being pacifying, sucking adults.
Throw away the pacifier.
I'm going to buy one.
Next episode, Jose's going to set our pacifier. Peace.
Peace.